Welcome back to Sikkim 365 Radio.
The 5 o'clock hour is sponsored by Edward Jones Investments with financial advisor Tom Albers, staying in touch with you and your money through these difficult and changing times. Edward Jones, making sense of investing.
Huge stop this would be, opening drive of the game. Azure O'Hara, not even close.
This segment with former Baylor defensive coordinator Phil Bennett is sponsored by the Nitsche Group Insurance Company, where clients are more than just a policy number. See why thousands of Texans trust the Nitsche Group with their home, auto benefits, and commercial insurance coverage. Call their Waco office to speak with an expert at 254-420-3900 or visit them online at tnginsinc.com. Now, here's David Smoke, Paul Catalina, and Craig Smoke.
Well, we're joined by North Texas, University of North Texas, defensive coordinator Phil Bennett, who's been on a hiatus from us, and we've forgiven him for that because of the highest rated segment we would do every week for many, many weeks. Phil Bennett, coach, great to have you on. We're so excited. You started spring drills this morning. What's that like for you to get your hands back on practice and coaching again?
You know what? It's invigorating. We're a morning practice team, and we were just sitting in there with Seth and some offensive guys and just sharing notes, and it was a lot of fun. And I was, you know, every day, you know, as I told you when I went to Baylor, it's all about a journey. And we started today, and it was a lot of fun. Now, I'm going to tell you, I'm a little bit hoarse. And can you imagine that?
Well, Phil, I was going to ask you, like, how long is it going to take you to get your, you know, to get your fastball back? How many innings you got to go practice-wise before we see Phil Bennett at full speed?
You know, I'm going to tell you something. I think I was ready, set, go. In the meeting today, one of the guys told me, my God, I always tell him, I said, you're not going to get cheated coaching. I said, we're going to coach you. I said, we're not going to teach you. I said, so you got to give it to us. But it was a lot of fun. And you know what? It was so reminiscent of 2010 when I went to Baylor, 11. And everything here, Seth and the offensive guys does is arch package and it's tempo. And so it was fast and furious.
Coach, what is the initial conversations like with you and your defensive players and your staff? Like, how does the process kind of get started once spring ball begins?
Well, you know, the biggest thing is finding the best players. You got to put your best 11 on the field. And that's what we're trying to do right now. We're in there right now evaluating, watching the tape over and over again. And, you know, I think we always talked about it. I'm more of a speed guy. I'll give up size for speed and you know, have an instinct. We were just watching our 2015 TCU game, you know, where we played our little buck package where we had four linebackers. We had Travion, we had Avion, Grant Campbell, and Taylor. It was like a 4-2-1. And Taylor sort of played the open side end. And, man, I'm telling you, we had Oakman, we had our other end, Smith, and one inside guy, and we were a fast defense. And so it's been fun. These kids get a kick out of watching these tapes. And it's always fun to tell them, say, yeah, that guy right there, number four, is the highest paid corner in the NFL right now. So it gives you a little credibility.
Phil, has the game changed in just a couple of years? I know you continue to consult, you saw and went to practices with your son in Hawaii. But has the game, even in a couple of years, has it changed at all?
You know, the one thing that's changed is this. You know, people, quarterbacks, the offenses are more like I am defensively. They sort of pick and choose. They just don't run plays anymore. You know, they have evolved. More teams are like we were at Baylor. You know, the run pass is all about numbers and position and angle. And everybody, when I first went back in it, they didn't do that. But now they are, which, you know, I think is a tribute to the people that spread the ball across the field. And you know, whether you run or pass it depends on the numbers in the box. So I think that has grown a little bit. Because let me say this. You look in the NFL, Andy Reid is going to the Super Bowl, you know, running a college offense. He's running Cliff Kingsbury's offense.
Phil, have you noticed that some teams still do the Art Briles, like the play clock is just there, cosmetically. We're going to go as soon as they set the ball, and some teams kind of yo-yo it. How does that affect what you do when a team will go fast and then all of a sudden they now have the capacity to slow it down?
Well, I think two things. Number one, we evolved at Baylor to where setting our fronts, our strength to the field. We defended the field. And then if you overloaded to the boundary, we would adjust to that. But getting lined up, Paul, number one, is the most crucial thing. Number two, you know, if they slow down, it gives you time to reset your front. So the tempo bothers us worse than the slowness. Now, with that said, I mean, you're going to get, I've already seen in this league, and you can even see in the Big 12. I mean, every week you might get a different thing, but getting lined up is crucial.
Coach, the transfer portal, have you been able to take a glance into that? And just your thoughts, I don't believe that was around when you last coached. And how intriguing and also kind of strange is that whole transfer market these days?
I'm telling you, what's that saying? We know not what we've done. It is crazy. I mean, my goodness, it is. You got 72% of the kids that've gone in the portal have lost their scholarship. They don't have another offer. So, I just think that calmer heads are going to have to prevail, and with everything with the pandemic and the different things, they've got to come to reason that this is not something that was good for college football.
You were hired near the end of January. I'm not sure the official date. I know you were talking with us about it even that week, but did you have chance to get your hands on a recruiting class at all, or were most everything locked up by then?
No. I was able to get involved not only recruiting, but also portal. So I have been, just like when I went to Arizona State, I've been hustling, looking for guys. We've actually got three more scholarships, and we're on the search right now.
Is there a way that you would do the portal so that, I mean, again, it would be awful hard to put the genie back in the bottle, but that you would do the portal so that it can still be a tool for players who want to leave, but it's not the ridiculous free-for-all that it's become?
Well, I'm not sure. You know, I think that if, you know, I don't like the one-time rule. If there's a reason for movement, I'm understanding enough. I know that players make bad decisions, and I don't think they should be penalized on some of those. But to open it up for everybody, I think it's too much for any reason there's got to be a happy medium between the portal and just the transfer.
Coach, Seth Luttrell, obviously the head coach there at North Texas, and you knew him previously. Good offensive mind. Just what's it like, working alongside him on this staff? I know it's still fresh and new, but just what's it like to kind of be back at it?
Well, I'm going to tell you something. I just told him. We were all in there when you guys called. It was myself and Mike Bless, the offensive coordinator, Tommy Maynard, Jim Gush, and then Seth. And we were just talking about the day and the difference and what we're doing and what they're doing. And very similar to when I went to Baylor, a lot of football guys in there. And that's what the tie-ins that we have and we all like. That's the thing I love about it. And I tell our kids every day, just like I did at Baylor, we could score at Baylor. And I said, hey, guys, if we can come close to stopping our offense, then we're going to have a success margin that will elevate us from where we want to be. And that's the same thing here. North Texas was the number one scoring offense in the conference and unfortunately was last in scoring defense. So every day we go against an offense that is damn good and it should make us better.
Phil, I always thought that when you became the defensive coordinator, I thought that if that team, those teams, those 2 or 3 year stretches before you started getting more and more of your own players and getting better, if you could just get a stop or half, that it was going to be worth the win or two. Do you feel the same way with North Texas?
No doubt. You know, one of the things we did today, and our offensive coordinator just walked in, I'm going to say this in front of him, we got quite a few picks and did some stop plays today. And that's the key. We might not be as refined as we're going to be. You know, I'm going to tell you something. Everybody asked me, said, boy, you had to love the 13 and 14 team back-to-back championship. And I did. But let me tell you something. Our 11 and 12 team will always be special to me because the way they bought in and we sold them on the idea. You know what? You get, you know, four stops or three stops a half, we'll win this game. And if you can remember our first game against TCU that year, the year before they'd beat the stuffing out of Baylor, and then we win the game. We jump on them early, and then we get the stop, the pick at the end of the game, and here we beat them the first game of the year, my first game at Baylor. I still get chills thinking about that game.
Is that maybe the key when you take over a program is sometimes, you know, if you have a defensive coordinator change, the players think like, oh, we have to go from being this ineffective defense to being the fearsome foursome overnight. And that's not really it. It's just about being incrementally better and playing within yourself.
No question. And you know, I told these kids and everywhere I've been, I told Baylor this. I said, it's a journey. And I said, when you have a journey, you know, you don't travel the whole distance overnight, but what you do in increments, you make that improvement. And that's what you saw us doing. I mean, there's a reason. I mean, and I think everybody that really knew football and followed us, I know the people in coaching did, we were getting better and better personnel every year at Baylor defensively. And when we won championships, we were able to match up with anybody. And obviously, too, when you're playing with a tempo, up-tempo offense, you're going to play more. So you need more guys to play. And so I think it's a journey. And I think you're right. And now the thing about it is that those stops, you got to be able to create stops in crucial moments. You know, I used to talk about, you know, our guys, you know, three and outs are huge. How fast can we get the ball back to our offense? And that's something we're going to do here.
Phil, with you now back in the recruiting game, and you had to recruit Jim Gush, and that was probably not but a phone call because you guys have been together as much as you have. And then Jared Holley, who played for you at Pittsburgh, is your cornerbacks coach. But as now the recruiting game, when you get on the phone, and I know it's kind of either a dead period or what, so I get confused on that. How much are you involved in that as far as contact with players, or is that a position coach thing?
No.
Do you still love that part of it?
Yes. You know what? Listen, we're calling coaches. We're getting recommendations. We stay on the phone with coaches. And one of the things that I've enjoyed, and you know this, David, you know Jerry, you know my brother Jim, we love football and we love sharing ideals. And one of the things that I can tell you during my 40 plus career years, I love visiting with high school football coaches and I like sharing ideals. And, you know, that's how you develop relationships. And, you know, just being around these guys and talking to them, you know, we got three recruits. We got a kid from Nacogdoches named Dylan Williams that is, I think, is going to be outstanding. And he was a guy that made his grades late, but Darren Allman let us know about him and just knew I was coming here. And just through relationships, we were able to make that happen. And so, yes, I'm definitely involved in it. And, you know, and like I tell those guys, I said, you know, every day you're not crude. You know, they say if you don't like shaving, recruiting is like shaving. If you don't do it every day, you look like a bum. And we've had enough of that.
I saw where Tayshawn Johnson, the young man from Killeen, he's a defensive lineman for you, kind of a plug step guy. You got a guy from Midway, an offensive lineman. Dazion Carroll played at Midway. So, do you when you have been to places where you recruited, whether it was SMU or Oklahoma or A&M or then Baylor, do you still kind of go back to some of your old stomping grounds where you have been before? Is that an advantage for you?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You know, think about this. We had talked about it. Our offensive coordinator was at Temple, Mike Bless, with Spradlin, did a great job. And he said this the other day, and it's so true. You know, Central Texas is under-recruited. And there's great football. There's great athletes in that area. You know, obviously, you've got Waco. You've got all the towns around there. You've got Killeen. You've got Belton. You've got Temple. So there's a lot of good athletes there. And, you know, one of the things we've got to do is we've got to evaluate and find them. And then we've got to develop them.
All right. We have to ask you this question. Paul and Craig and I, we know you've been
busy.
Don't
give me hard questions.
No. Have you missed us at all
on a
Monday at 5 o'clock? Stop.
Listen to me. How quick did I say yes that I would do this today?
Oh, my God. I don't even think I finished the question. You were like, and the timing was perfect with the start of spring drills. I mean,
now listen to me. These people up here are tired of me talking, so I needed a new audience.
We will never.
You know what, though, dude? I'm also my guy. I keep up with everything Baylor now. Because of my boy, my strength coach down there, and I always tell people, I said, Julie is helping him do his loan and stuff. So I know a lot of what's going on in Waco. You know, I saw him during the snow deal, and I told him, I call him the mullet. I said, you still have no vertical jump. He's diving in the snow. But, no, I keep up with all those guys, and I want to talk to you guys and see how everything's going.
Well, it's going well. I did get from a couple of people within the football program that Vic Valoria has made a change. And there is I'm nothing against anyone else who's been here before, because there's always another strength and conditioning coach. But the reception and the reaction, and we've even seen a couple of football players that are walking around like they've had needles basically in their quads because they're so sore.
Well, let me just tell you something. He's just like he was as a player. He is tenacious. He works you, but he pushes you. You know, that old saying that Tom Landry said is the best. You know, great coaches get players to do what they don't know how to do to get where they want to get. And I promise you, he will give them – I watched him, and that's why I hired him at SMU. Players feed off of him. Because he lives that life. You know, he's just like Cotton. You know, he lives the life of, you know, nothing's easy. He works out as hard as they do. And I can promise you, he's tougher than everybody there. And he is a guy that just his aura of coming in a room, and he has a plan for you. You know, he implements a plan for every player. And I think Dave, and this is not a knock to anybody that was there, but I think he made a great decision to bring Vic back with him. They had worked together before, and I just think – I'll tell you something else. Vic's got a good staff, too. He's got a group of guys there that – and that's where it starts.
Do you – if you had to go into a back alley, do you take Vic and Cause with you and feel pretty comfortable for the rest of your life?
Absolutely. I would get between both of those guys. Yes. Hey,
Phil,
your front door,
man.
Back door. Hey, front door, back door. Yeah. Yeah. But you know what else? What I love about them, you know, they're strength coaches that strength. These guys, and we have one here. We have a disciple, Zach Walmart. They train you position specific. These guys are good. I mean, they're guys that they make you better every day.
Phil, thank you, man. You make our show better whenever you're a part of it. Well, hope to see you soon. Thank you so much.
You guys ask me again. It was always fun. You guys have a good day. All right, bye-bye.
Thank you. That's Coach. North Texas defensive coordinator Phil Bennett. Brings the energy, the passion, the insight, the stories, right?
Always great. Always great to hear from Phil.
Appreciate him. I truly used to watch some Baylor football games, Craig, when I first arrived here. It was